Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Listen very closely, my friends. This is very important, what I'm about to tell you. Pull your seatbelts around your waist. Pull the ones over your shoulder, the five-point contact in the middle. Buckle up. Pull it tight. You're going to need to be buckled in tight because Ellen Rohr is in the building, so to speak. Ellen is here. She's the master at making business planning fun. She's the author of Bare Bones Business Plan. She's the author of all the other bare bones books. And where did the money go? She tells you about all that. Buckle your seatbelts. Ellen Rohr, the force, is here. Ellen, welcome back.
Hi.
Are you there?
I am.
You better be there after that buildup.
The force is with you.
The force, ladies and gentlemen. Ellen Rohr. Her last name is not for nothing, ladies and gentlemen. Ellen,
isn't that a great last name? And Katy Perry wrote a song about me, which is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Love that about her. Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. I love you. You're such a great friend, and it's an honor to be part of that Brain Trust.
It's good to have you here, too. And of course, you're very welcome, and we're glad to have you as part of our world. So, okay, I heard you got stuck recently.
It was the weirdest thing.
What happened?
Well, it was... I felt
a disruption in the force, and I didn't know what happened.
Well, the worst things become the best things, and this was certainly one of those days that I'm working on a new website, and we're developing a new online presence and products. My intention is to create lots of great help in little bites, in as much as you want. Take it and leave it as you need to. It's a whole new concept for us in terms of our website and our marketing, mm-hmm. and I am in over my head. I'm working with these young kids. They're absolutely wonderful. But you know what happened is that I've never worked on a project that I couldn't put on a single piece of paper. But mm-hmm. this project has a ton of moving parts, and we're using this program called Trello. There's things like Basecamp and Evernote. Have you heard of these things?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the idea is that for a complicated project, you may need some more complicated or complicated tools. Well, my whole life has been built on easy, on the one or two things, the few things that make all the difference. So this whole thing was just absolutely rattling me. And I was asked at one point to write some copy for an email. Now, Jim, I've been writing about what I know, business planning, financial basics, for 30 years.
You're a machine.
I'm a machine. I pump out copy all the time.
Yeah.
I talk about this every day. I am an expert on the subject about which I was asked to write. So here, write on this. I know everything about it. And I mm-hmm. sat in front of the computer, and I completely blanked, panicked,
crickets.
In front of a team of like 520-something.
Oh, no. They're so judgmental.
I'm just teasing, Jim. I'm sweating. I just got stuck. And I haven't been stuck in a long, long time. I had this complete anxiety thing built up, and I thought, there is a lesson in here somewhere. So I set about the task of getting unstuck, and I wanted to share that experience with you.
So how long did it take you to settle down and realize that this was not going to go away?
Well, you know, when it happens to you, those like 5 seconds seem like 5 hours. And that's when you say that, are these kids judging you? Probably mm-hmm. not. They're probably like thinking about, what are they going to have for lunch? Nobody cares about you that much. That's another way to get
right, exactly. Yeah, get over yourself.
Yeah. Okay, but what happened is I recognized the behavior from when I'd seen it with my clients, and that was super helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw that, wait a minute, I'm stuck. I'm just like stucker than an almond in chocolate right now, and I need to get unstuck, and if I were coaching me, what would I tell myself
mm-hmm.
to do?
Physician,
all right?
Heal
so,
thyself.
You know, you can use your own experiences. You know, it's so much easier sometimes to see things in someone else and to give them good advice than to actually see that in yourself.
Right.
So if you treat yourself like you would treat a loved one or a client and say, hey, wait a minute, you're just stuck. We can get you unstuck. That's the approach that I took. I did recognize what was happening and then set into motion, okay, if I were counseling me, what would I do? And you know what the number one thing I do to get unstuck is?
I can't, I'm afraid to ask.
I know, you should be, because it's, I go to the bathroom.
Okay. I, folks, you think I don't know, Ellen? Go ahead, Ellen.
Okay, there's one thing about removing yourself from this painful situation. And I don't mean to, you know, sometimes we can procrastinate and avoid the thing, but I just had to get up and out of there. And when I go to the bathroom, there is something about flowing water that helps things get unstuck. And we were talking at the break about a river, right?
Right. We love rivers.
We love
I'm
rivers.
I'm so glad we've got
something
no,
about
thank
the
God
movement.
We moved to rivers now. Thank God, we're out of the bathroom. We're on rivers.
We're out of the river. Well,
go ahead.
And even the flow of the faucet.
Yeah.
Turn some water on to hear the sound of water. Fountains are nice. Water is very, it is the symbol.
It is. Of life. Hold on to that thought. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.